And welcome to another episode of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. So happy to be here this week. We were actually here last week, but we had some technical difficulties. We're moving forward, moving on. Life is good. And life is very good because I get to spend next hour or so with two best people, the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are you, sir?
I like how you use the royal, we had technical difficulties.
Me too, actually. I didn't feel like we had the difficulties.
I've always felt that this was a team effort, but obviously, apparently, you know, what is it? Success has many parents and failure is an orphan. And thank you. There you go.
Whenever you end this show and you feel good about it, and then you go, you hear one of your hosts go, uh-oh. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so happened the guy doing the recording went, uh-oh, there's no recording. We control the horizontal, the vertical, but apparently not the audio.
There's no file. What do you mean, no file? What do you mean, what do I mean, no file?
Which of these words did you not understand? Yeah, we're not quite sure what happened. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not quite sure what happened. But,
Yeah, we know what happened.
Yeah.
We're still in the dark.
Can somebody was having a little drinky during the recording.
No, but I was drinking afterwards for sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
this didn't happen on my watch, Seth.
Oh, right. Okay. And just to be sure, folks, this show is being recorded in stereo. And by stereo, I mean one recorder is in Maryland and the other one's in Texas.
Just in case.
We here believe in the belt and suspenders method of recording shows. Yes. So, yeah, we had a bit of technical difficulty caused by the guy who is constantly avoiding knifing. So there's that.
Well, you saw the picture I sent you?
I did. That is not a happy face. Sharp weapons and all.
2 weeks ago, I was in the presence of Yankee Swamp Fox and the Sicilian.
Yes.
And she was just sitting at her kitchen table. You know,
whittling my initials into the table.
And with some German words. D-I-E? I don't know.
I don't think that's German. I'm pretty sure she was using the English version of that. Yeah.
No, it was for diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah, she just got in the wrong order.
Of course, That's of course. She's always been one with the people, I understand.
So would you like to know why I was up in New England?
Well,
I guess
wasn't the turning of the leaves.
No, it was, or should I call it extreme northern Maryland, just in case we have another pandemic and I can't reveal where I am.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that would be.
It could happen.
It could happen.
So we, the Sicilian Yankee Swamp Fox, and myself have an aunt who has been ill for at least a little while, and she was in hospice. And 2 weeks ago, on a Wednesday, she passed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. She was in her 80s, and I believe it was the Swamp Fox told me. And said, I don't know when the service is going to be, and I wanted to go. So I said, call me as soon as you can. Now my aunt has three adult sons who I guess they're just not planners.
Well, they're guys, but okay.
They're good guys, too.
Yeah, but I mean, guys in general don't do as well planning. We don't.
So if you knew people were going to come from out of state.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And you'd give them a little notice, right? So if you were going to say, have a service at 11 a.m. Saturday,
mm-hmm.
when would you tell the people that were a little bit further away? You know how long it takes to drive up there to Hartford?
Ballparks, I don't know, somewhere between 5 and 8 hours, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, like six.
Hey, look at me.
You're absolutely right.
I'm a mather. Right. Anyway,
that's why she has the fast car.
Right.
I found out Friday at 5 p.m. when I got home from work.
That the service was when?
The next day at 11 a.m.
So you were driving all night with hands wet on the wheel?
My hands froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. Yep.
Or that kid to the flagpole in Christmas Story.
In Christmas Story. Yeah, I looked at Hurricane and golly, I said, we're going to have to figure this out. Why don't I start driving and Yankee Swamp Fox and Sicilian, thank you for putting me up in your home.
And putting up with you.
And that too. Because I bring a party with me everywhere I go.
Right. And other people call it IBS, but that's okay.
my plan was to drive till I got tired, and Hurricane was ably finding me a hotel on the way in case I didn't make it all the way, which I didn't.
See?
Because I was up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. Well, I'd gotten up at 3 in the morning to go to work early so I could build a little time, figuring, well, the service is probably going to be sometime midweek the following week, and I'll need to take a day off, right?
Yes, sir.
And even with the 57 weeks of leave, you know, planning is a good thing.
I know. I know you don't like to dip into your limited cash.
I know. It's like spending the family treasure. And,
oops, look, he earned another week just then.
Yeah, right then. So, I got to somewhere between Danbury and Waterbury and was tired enough to find a hotel.
Sounds like a plan.
Which is only about an hour, maybe a little more, to Swamp Foxes.
Mm-hmm. What time is
it? So I got up the, was it where they live?
No, where you got to the hotel?
About 11:30 at night.
What time did you get to sleep?
About 12:30, but it was not about 4 a.m.
It's not enough sleep.
Because someone was trying to break into my room.
Well, there's a good reason. I mean, that's not
golly.
It's not a good thing to happen, but that's a good reason to only get 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah, golly, I said very loudly.
Why? Who's breaking into your room, Coon?
Well, I don't know, because I had the, you know, in hotels they have that little hasp that you can lock. I have that locked for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I could swear, but not in a court of law, that the door was secured and the real deadbolt was also secured, as is my habit. But I was tired and it was late and maybe I didn't close the door enough. At any rate, the door shut very quietly. I saw no one through the little peephole.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to use the phone to call the front desk. Mm-hmm. There was no phone in the room.
Somebody stole the phone?
It was just never there. So I got dressed and went downstairs to see the night manager, a lovely woman named Paris.
What was the hotel you were in again?
It was a Hilton.
So wait, let me get this straight. You were talking to Paris in Hilton.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And listen, she did a fine job. She went and reviewed the camera footage for me. And said, you know, I saw a couple and I saw a guy that I recognize as a hotel guest and I didn't see anybody else.
Well, on the Monday, I'll have... room?
Well, they have a camera in the hallway.
Oh, okay.
And
review the camera we have in your lampshade.
Yeah. Camera in my room would be...
Well, but if it's pointed at the door, it would be very handy, wouldn't it? I mean, yeah, I'm just saying.
I would make as much money selling myself on OnlyFans...
You'd be in the OnlyFans. That's the Maryland one.
Yes. OnlyFans as Crutch makes on the lottery.
Oh, you wound me, sir.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't hurt.
Felt that.
Crutch loses money.
even Hurricane wouldn't sign up for that.
OnlyFans? I swear I'm going to make a website.
Yeah. Just a picture of me waving. Hiya. So, We think in the morning I found out that there was a cheer squad at the hotel. And we think what happened is either one of the Utes tried to get into the wrong room and my door being opened allowed them to come in, or maybe it was one of the chaperones checking. And they just got the wrong
just room. Attracted to your unbelievable level of charisma. It was just it just drew them in.
That's also possible. I don't know that it works while I'm asleep.
Well, how could you? It what?
It
he
does.
Says
it does.
He says it does.
Yeah. I mean,
you have evidence?
And yes, I do.
Awesome.
All right. While you two were here, one of you who had a question asked you, the other one was left alone.
Uh-huh.
So
that's true.
So wait a second. Person. So charisma is proof against the supernatural?
Oh, definitely.
I think so, because I've not had any paranormal events happen to me pretty much ever.
Paladins need 18 charisma.
Yes.
So.
Well, that's true. Good point. Okay, we're D&D geeking here.
So at any rate, the next day we went and paid our respects to our aunt. And by the way, I have a picture for you to send to everyone, because my plan was I was going to have lunch with Swamp Fox and Sicilian and then drive home.
Okay.
But as you know, that weekend we had terrible rain on the East Coast, like enough to fill up our reservoir.
Yeah.
Near me. It was down a third and it's full now. And Swamp Fox, who is wise beyond his years, said, well, that's kind of stupid. Why don't you go back on Sunday? It's not like you have anything to do. And honestly, what I thought was, yeah, but they were kind of caught flat-footed by the time of the service. They probably have stuff to do, too. And in fact, Swamp Fox took me to a meeting of a men's organization that he is part of that I didn't know he was part of.
Illuminati?
And that was kind of.
Why are you having questions, man?
A few years ago, he joined the Masons. Oh. And he said, hey, you can come for dinner. You just can't stay for the meeting. And I'm like, well, that's okay. And I'll go to your house and watch TV. Because Sicilian was out. You know what she was out doing, Crutch?
Sharpening knives.
Throwing axes. She said she wanted to get better at it.
It's always good to have a hobby. Yeah.
And Swamp Fox wants me to know that he's on your side. He is on your side. He is advocating for you. But it can only go so far because, you know, he wants to live.
Yeah, it's hard to wake up dead.
You don't want that.
When she does meet Crutch, is she going to say, let me ask you something?
We can only hope. I also had another wonderful thing happen that I would like to credit Swamp Fox with. So you guys know my dad died when I was young.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't have very many things that belong to my dad. In fact, several of the ones I have are from the archivist and caretaker instincts of the Yankee Swamp Fox. One is my dad was a draftsman.
Mm-hmm.
And I have his drafting tools.
Oh, nice.
That Yankee Swamp Fox.
Old school.
You want to explain to all us youngsters what drafting is?
Well, yeah, that's...
Okay. Okay, that's fair. You got to go back to before there was AutoCAD or any kind of personal computers.
All right.
They still built airplanes and rockets that went to the moon and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all those detailed drawings had to be done by hand to scale.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that did that were called draftsmen. And in fact, Pratt & Whitney Aircraft, which, you know, back then made mostly jet engines.
Right.
Had all of their draftsmen concentrated at a plant in North Haven, Connecticut. And I happened to see, I was recently waxing nostalgic, and I found an article on the plant where my dad worked. At the time he worked there, they had three shifts of draftsmen working 24 hours a day, 6 days a week, 8,100 people.
Yikes.
And I mean, that's what it took before computers.
You know, when money meant something.
Yes. Yes, by God.
Yeah.
Going to Disney only cost you $3.50 a person. $3.50.
Yes.
And the other item I got was Swamp Fox told me a while back. We were talking about our younger days, and I was talking about my dad teaching me to shoot a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, oh, man, we had this great rifle. And he goes, and you can still have it. He goes, your mom gave it to me, and I've never mentioned it to you.
Is there a reason?
Hoping you died for it, and then it would be my rifle.
I would happily give this back to him. I just want to shoot it one more time. I didn't know he had it, and he presented it with me on this trip, and I brought it home. So I have a beautiful Savage Arms pump action 22 that holds 10 shots. At least that's all I'm going to say it holds, because that's all it's supposed to be allowed in Maryland.
How did you get it home?
Wrapped it in a cloth provided by the Swamp Fox, put it in the trunk of my car, and drove.
And which states did you go through on your way home?
Let's see. Connecticut. New York.
Mm-hmm.
Delaware.
Uh-huh.
Maryland.
Uh-huh.
And New Jersey.
Ding, 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 ding.
Now, there were no bells in New Jersey. There were some dingbats, but no bells.
No, that bell was this all in the up and up? Did you get proper clearance?
I did not ask.
That's right. Don't tell.
I did not feel that it mattered because I only had the weapon in the car, no ammo.
Ah, well, that's better.
You know, there was no rocket. No, it doesn't matter because for them, it doesn't matter. You could have a pistol grip and just have that. And just, have that hanging.
Just the grip.
And, yeah, I guess I could beat somebody with that.
With the way that the law is right now, apparently you could have accused, an undead beaver of attacking you, sued successfully, and then made it so that the amount of money required for restitution impossible to be paid. The world is crazy right now, sir. So I'm glad you had a safe, except for, your charisma going overload and a cheer squad potentially. That's one thing to wish you a good night.
You need to discuss this with Hurricane.
There's a potential for a not suitable for work video discussion here. Yeah.
Yeah.
All tucked in, Mr. Goon.
So the rifle is now going to the gunsmith to ensure that it's all okay, though I'm sure it is.
Yes, of course.
It's just that when I asked Yankee Swamp Fox when the last time he fired it was, he goes, I don't know, better have it checked out.
True.
Which one are you going to?
It's not a revolver.
I'll probably go to my friend Shuppy's gun shop up in Clear Spring.
Shuppy?
Where I bought my pistol. Because I like him. The guy's got the shop in the basement of his house, and it's loaded with gunsmith equipment when you walk in. It's a real, old guy's gun shop. You'd like it a lot, Chief.
Man, you've got to go far for that.
You do. I mean, that's why you have to go out past Hagerstown.
There's two in your area.
There is Gilbert's.
Yeah.
I could go there. And there's another one over in Rock. Thank you. Atlantic. I knew I could try. I could try both of those.
Is the one in Forest Hill?
Shuppies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is? Cool. I found it.
Yeah. Forest Hill's a dirt road.
Okay,
it's even better, isn't it?
There's one that is out of the way that you may not have even recognized that you were passing. And I'm trying to remember if it the road that intersects, one side is Shady Grove, the other one is Norbeck.
Oh, I remember Norbeck.
Yeah, you used to have to drive through there. That
I did.
That place should be the absolute closest to you. You know? Yeah.
That the pictures on the website you just sent me, yes, mm-hmm. That's Shoppies.
Yeah.
If you look at the photo that says handguns, mm-hmm. You'll notice somewhere on there there's a very large handgun.
How big handgun are we talking?
We're talking like a Desert Eagle. And Hurricane picked it up the first time we went in there, and Shuppy looked at her and said, "Well, if you miss the guy with that, at least you can beat him to death with the handgun." And that's when I knew I was in the right shop.
I was thinking of Goody. Goody Drive?
Yeah, Goody is Gilbert's. That used to be right next to the, their range is right next to where we used to go for Taekwondo.
Yeah, no, it's, no, there's a hidden spot. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh. Where on Goody? Help me a little bit.
If you go down Crab's Branch.
Okay.
You're not going all the way to Gilbert's. It is not even advertised.
Oh, I can't. That's weird.
Engage Armament. That's
it. Ah.
It is across the street from the furniture store.
Okay. I know where that is.
Yeah. So it is, and because the only reason I know about that is I was driving one day. And I said, "How? What's that?" Because it had a picture, and they said, "Hey, I can get you a silencer, or a suppressor."
A suppressor.
Yeah.
We don't want to get letters from Mr. Browning.
Yeah. So I was like, "Oh man, this is great!" And then they said, "Okay, but we're gonna have to modify your gun in order to rifle it down and." So you could screw it in. I was like, "No, I don't think I want to do that." And they said, "Oh, and because you're in Maryland, you got to have this tax stamp saying that you paid extra."
Hmm.
I was like, "All right, well, it was nice knowing you." But that place, they're the closest ones, I think, to you, and they will have those capabilities because they have a whole area in the back. That is reserved for taking things apart and making sure things work properly.
Well, that's nice.
Excellent.
Good thing you have options, sir.
And thank you. So, yes, I had a nice trip, and I was hoping that this week,
mm-hmm.
Friday would be better, and we wouldn't have a new relative passing on.
Oh, no.
But that was not the case.
I'm sorry. No.
On Hurricane's side, we believe that her last remaining cousin who lives in Burlington, Vermont, passed away.
Yikes.
But here's trouble with that. So apparently, I know that she lived by herself on a farm in Vermont, in a small town in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And she was maybe 80.
Okay.
Lived by herself. Lifelong bachelorette. And we talked to her just after Christmas. Everything seemed fine.
Mm-hmm.
But our cousin who lives in southern Vermont sent Hurricane a Facebook a notification, a message on Monday. And we only check our Facebook about once a week, so we didn't get it till Friday. And by that time, she, the southern Vermont cousin...
Mm-hmm.
Was in Florida. Her son was getting married.
Okay.
So here's a question for you. If you're the only one left in the family up there in the town,
mm-hmm.
and she truly is, everyone else has moved out of state or has passed away.
Right.
Who does your funeral? How do you know? Because there's no, so far, there's no obituary. We don't know of any service, and like, we don't know her friends, you know, we knew her.
Right.
So I don't even know if the information we got is true. I have talked with the cousin in Florida, and they're driving back up now. And when she gets home, she'll check into it and tell us.
How big is the, I mean, is the town big enough to have a plethora of funeral homes?
Burlington is, yeah. And she's just outside of Burlington. But we put in phone calls to her church, and she was a big supporter and huge volunteer. Jeez, I sound like the former president now. Huge, the biggest
ever. Huge.
And for both the Vermont Historical Society and for the blood bank, the Red Cross. That's what she did. It
wouldn't surprise me if one of them actually knew details.
So we put in calls. Hopefully they'll call us and at least let us know what's happening.
Look at you sleuthing.
You know, and that would be, yes, my cousin Sarah by name, she pranked me in a manner that would please both of you.
Really?
So quite a few years ago during the W. Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
She received an award and got a chance to go to the White House and meet the President and First Lady for her work with the State of Vermont Historical Society.
Nice.
And she called and said, I'm going to be in town. Come downtown and have dinner with me. Well, Hurricane couldn't go, but I could. So I went, and she's like, my friend, I don't remember her friend's name, Bob, okay, will be with me. We'll have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to catch up because she's just... she was such an interesting person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if she really is gone, which I don't know why that wouldn't be true, I'm going to miss her.
Mm.
So I'm talking with she and with Bob. And at some point in the conversation, I say, so Bob, what is it you do? He says, well, Goon, I'm the governor of Vermont.
Like, now
you could have given me a little warning there, Sarah, you know.
Well played on her part.
I'm like, really? And he smiles and says to her, I told you we'd get him.
So what you're telling me is this gentleman has no national political aspirations.
You know, I'll tell you what, I liked him enough before I knew he was the governor to vote for him.
That's not raising the bar that much. I mean,
that's true.
That's true. People don't have to like me. They can vote for me for Senate.
I'm voting for you for Senate.
Thank you.
Because
if I still get those write-in ballots, then guess what? Who I'm writing in?
Just spell the name right. That's all I ask.
I'm not going to vote for Tron the Troll.
Right.
And I'm not going to vote for Lockdown Leisure Suit Larry, Ho-Ho Hogan.
Hogan.
In the land of the lounging lizards.
That's true.
Indeed.
And those of you who know my real name, just write it down. We'll see where this goes. It ought to be fun. And
those who don't, just say, just put crutch.
There you go.
Yeah. Can we do like a...
votes for crutch. That would laugh.
Can we do a Napoleon Dynamite and just put out Vote for Crutch posters everywhere?
There's some Hatch Act stuff you got to be careful of.
But yeah, as long as you take them down 30 days by 30 days after the election, you're good.
Weird. I don't think Hatch Act applies to contractors, does it?
You can't put that. You can't have it on your car or in your windows at certain locations.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of random telephone poles.
Painting it on the crosswalk, you know. Well, that seemed to be a thing. You know, everybody was painting the crosswalks with, you know, Pride and BLM and this, that, the other thing, alphabet soup. You know, well, sure, you know, why not?
Well, I guess that would work.
Maybe Sky.
I'm trying to remember what I could and couldn't do when I was when I was a treasurer for a campaign, I got assigned making sure that all the...
Well, I'm sure one of the things you couldn't do as a treasurer for the campaign would be, you know, promote the other guy.
Yeah. No, or spend the... Yeah. Or spend the money on stuff that wasn't campaign related.
Apparently you can do
apparently
that.
Apparently you can do that and the judge will only fire half of you. Can somebody explain that one to me? I mean, seriously, I, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've heard, but there were two people involved in a inappropriate affair with each other, which, you know, is kind of convenient because it was just the two of them and all. One of them was the DA in Georgia, and the other one was the special prosecutor she hired at an exorbitant salary that he then turned around and spent on her. And the judge said, oh, well, okay, one of you has to leave the prosecution of the former president, but only one of you. And I'm like, why aren't they both going out the door? You know, it's like you're the bank owner and you will go in the morning and the vault door is open and there's two people in there and you only arrest one of them. You know, am I missing something?
Yeah. One of the people is privileged.
Oh, shoot. Finity-dinity. I did forgot that part.
Yeah, see, you didn't weren't taking that into account.
So, I have also learned that people don't care. No, and, you know, because if they did, a lot more people would be upset. But there aren't, so... you know, there's the...
Hey, we have January 6th people to arrest still. You know, that's one of the important things.
It would be like if you did something bad and held high office and the prosecutor said, well, you're an old forgetful man, so I'm not going to prosecute.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Where have I heard that before?
Said another way, the way Goon would have said it, well, he's a dope, so I didn't prosecute him because it would be just too much of a pain.
But would it? The miscarriages of justice. What is justice nowadays, anyway?
What is justice?
Yep.
Just us.
Is that how it works?
That's pretty much what we're left with.
That's a shame. That is a real shame. So when you say just us, you're talking about the mouse in your pocket, the person in your head.
Now, okay, as you well know, there are many people in my head. And each one has a different voice, don't you know?
Oh my God, he's starting to lose with reality again, Chief.
It's hold whatever up. Reality you want to make it to be. Anyway.
That's why I brought this up, because I have brought out the study.
The study.
Yes, that there are folks... that there's nothing going on in their head.
And we call them politicians. No.
We call one of them Madam Vice President.
It could all be a ruse. Wouldn't that be even scarier?
I think she's a vegetarian because there's a lot of word salad going on.
You know, what if it suddenly turns out that she's like, you know, Stephen Hawking smart?
Right?
Oh my God. Yeah, she's the one running everything. You know, at that point, I would have to vote for her because I would be like, okay, well played, ma'am.
Yeah.
I never saw this coming.
Right. Nobody had Kamala is a genius on their bingo card. Hey. No one.
This is how you know.
You're like, what? Really?
The second greatest trick the devil did was convince people he didn't even exist.
Right. So you say the best trick that Kamala ever did was convince people she wasn't smart?
Yeah. I mean, look how it's working.
Yeah, it's fine. It is.
We're talking magical abilities now, okay? Again, you come to this great discovery, Goon, that all this time you thought what you thought was incorrect. So now how do you handle it?
Yeah, you're right.
It's frightening.
I don't know how I handle it. But I would be impressed. That would be the biggest prank on the public in the history of pranks.
I don't know. telling us that 81 million people voted for Biden was a pretty good prank.
Well, that's true. His fraudulency, you mean?
His fraudulency. Oh, we're going to tick off some people. I don't care anymore. I really don't.
Why not?
There's so little to care about.
I'm
convinced that professional football is about as real as professional wrestling. I even tried watching a NASCAR race and was bored out of my skull after about three laps. Can't watch the NBA because you can't spell team with NBA. Let's see. What else?
Remember, there's no I in team.
But there is me.
There is a U in gulag.
Oh, thank you. why not? Speaking of gulag, while we're at it, Canada, who is that's implementing life sentences for saying the wrong thing, and by God, they've gone completely Minority Report, and they're going to have pre-crime.
Now, if you don't have an inner monologue, can you really be thinking the wrong thing? Because how do you know what you're thinking? Exactly.
That's right. No inner monologue. I can honestly use this as a defense. I'm sorry, Your Honor. I have no inner monologue. I couldn't possibly have been planning anything.
Yeah. I mean,
my crimes were not premeditated.
You're free to go.
Thank you.
Yeah. They may look at you, take age into account.
Well, right.
Certainly this poor gentleman couldn't have meant any harm.
No, he's an elderly gentleman with a poor memory.
Poor, really poor.
Just likes ice cream.
Rich memory.
That was pretty good, actually.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm here all week. Try the salmon.
Why?
Tip your servers.
What do they do to you?
although should you do that anymore? Because they want tips at like Panera and other. It was like, what did you do at Panera to deserve a tip?
Yeah, I love that one. That was awesome. Yeah. And I looked down at it and I looked up at her and I just took my food. Thanks.
So I saw a statement where someone requested a tip at a bridal place. And the person was like, you mean doing your job, helping me get an expensive dress? What? And I need to tip you for that.
Yeah, no.
What do you do at that point?
I don't know. I took my son out I took my son out to dinner for his birthday, and there's only four of us. Now, I understand with large groups where a minimum tip is added to the bill. I don't consider four people a large group.
No, it's usually six or more, isn't it?
It usually is. But the gentleman, he decided, nope. And he was very honest about it. He said, well, we've already added the tip. And I was like, did you now? Okay. So needless to say, the odds of me going back to Iron Age in Ellicott City are probably low. And
by odds, slim
20%, kids, for a group of four is the minimum. And then they have the audacity on the form to say, would you like to add more? I'm like, can I add a negative number?
Yes, I'd like to add negative 20%, please.
Yeah.
At this point, you owe me.
That's right.
I told you I had that happen at a barbecue place here in town, Mackey's Barbecue. We add 6% so that we can pay our employees a fair wage. Did you now?
Why don't you just pay your employees a fair wage? Oh, wait, you know,
right,
raise
and
your
raise
prices.
Prices.
Right, yeah.
Well, raise them.
But they don't want to look like the bad guy. They'd rather shame you into not paying their employees. Figure that one.
You know, of course, the people at the new burger place, Z Burger, in town have done that. And remember I told you I had a double bacon cheeseburger, a large milkshake, and an order of fries, and it was $32. let's see. Have I been back there?
I'm going to say no.
No. And Mackey's Barbecue didn't tell me about the forced tipping until I was there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they never mention it to you. You know, they're handing you the bill. Oh, by the way, it's more than you thought. Thanks.
Just have a nice day.
Yeah.
So I think it's funny because all this is happening and the robots are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, over here, things are suggested. There's nothing is demanded. There's a, here's if you wanted to do it, what it would be, you know. And in this wonderful state of Texas, it starts at 8%.
Did you say 8 or 80?
8.
Oh, okay. Because I know everything's big in Texas.
And it's just a suggestion. It's not a, there, and the only thing mandatory is that you pay, because there are, as we've seen around the current state of America, there are many places where paying has become optional.
Yeah, I don't get the whole concept of eating a meal and then bailing, you know, knowing full well you're going to bail without paying the check. I mean, there's a certain level of, you know, I understand, oh, crap, I forgot my wallet, or, oh, my God, I didn't realize it was going to be this much. And, you know, you like you want to run out to your car and go get money, or, you know, run down to the ATM or something like that. That's one weird thing. But to just go, oh, yeah, we're going to have a big meal and then we're going to skip out on the check. I'm like, they should actually knock on your door and ask you to come out and you know, oh, you can't pay? Good. We'll just impound your car and sell it, you know.
Now, that's where we need the Sicilian's cousins.
Just bring the Sicilian, a couple of axe swings, people will open their wallet.
Yep. There you go. Cut you down to size, didn't we?
That's right. We will pry your wallet open like an oyster.
Just like an oyster, as it turns out.
Just like it.
Make sure you publish a picture of the Italian bakery that Sicilian and Swamp Fox took me to, so you can see what wonderful things your people...
My people.
Create.
My people.
Yes. It's called Mottas, Mottas, in Columbia, Connecticut.
Yes, that's right. I will include that, Mottas Bakery. That we were. I'd have included it last week had I recorded a show. So there you go.
Well, we did talk about it on the show last week, but that's a show that's one of the lost episodes.
Lost episodes.
That'll become, if anybody actually can find a recording of that ever,
well,
it'll be when... It'll be worth a dollar.
Yeah, but I mean, in theory, all of that electromagnetic bits have gone out into the ether somewhere, so somebody heard it.
They're out there.
I heard there are organizations that are always listening.
Well, probably.
What group would be the government's ear?
Yeah, I have no idea. Okay.
Me either.
Who can say? We'll have to give that some thought. Maybe we'll be able to get to an answer next week, folks. But as of this week, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your patience. I'm doing better, I hope. Hope you get to hear this show. That'll be the neat trick. Anyway, before we go, please, I know he spent a lot of time last week on him. I'm not sure what he did this week, but please pay attention to our wonderful commercial sponsors.
Tonight's episode, brought to you in part by Vendetta, a series of vengeful, often harmful acts when one unthinking person insults the great heritage of another. This can often happen accidentally, but is sometimes done with malice and purpose. Nikki Haley is waging a vendetta against her former boss, but is helping him with her harmful acts rather than hurting him. And knife, a sharp metal instrument used for cutting food, claw, and the entrails of your enemy. Also used as an adjective, as in, Orange Man's nicknames often cut like a knife. And mediator, one that mediates between parties at odds. Yankee Swamp Fox is mediating for Crutch, but only so far because he wants to sleep in peace, not in pieces. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.